AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. History is made in Doha at the World Cup soccer tournament. Morocco beat the Portuguese 1-0 in Qatar to become the first African and the first Arab team to reach the semifinals at the soccer tournament. In Casablanca, jubilant Moroccans have poured into the streets celebrating this historic victory. The win likely deprives Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo's chances of ever reaching a final. It is expected he'll soon retire. Gas prices have again dropped sharply across the country. Supplies are increasing and demands lower. The AAA says the national average price for a gallon of regular is $3.31. That's 13 cents lower than last week. Analysts say the gas prices will likely drop again next week, although not as much. A Los Angeles jury resumes deliberations Monday in the sexual assault case against disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. More from our Julie Walker.
They must decide on 2 counts of rape and 5 other sexual assault counts. The jurors have had no questions for the court that might provide insight into the status of their work.
No details are being released about a court hearing Friday involving Donald Trump and the discovery of more classified documents near his Mar-a-Lago estate. The Washington Post reports the Justice Department wants Trump's lawyers to be held in contempt for not complying with a subpoena back in the spring to return all government documents. The winners of this year's Nobel Peace Prize, a trio from Ukraine, Russia, and Belarus, have denounced Vladimir Putin's war against Ukraine. In Ukraine, there have been renewed attacks throughout the Donbas region. The president says the eastern city of Bakhmut has been destroyed. Another winter storm with heavy snow and powerful winds is moving into the Sierra Nevada. As much as 4 feet of snow has been forecast. This is AP News. A storied New York church has come back after the devastation of 9/11.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Roundup. More than 2 decades after a tiny Greek Orthodox church in Lower Manhattan was destroyed in the September 11th attacks, that church's far grander replacement opened to the public this week. Michael Saros helped organize the new St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church and Shrine.
The National Shrine completes the Trinity at Ground Zero. You have the museum, you have the reflecting poles, but now faith has been restored to Ground Zero.
Meanwhile, another building project is being planned on the banks of the Jordan River near the traditional baptism site of Jesus. Samir Murad chairs the organization planning the development.
The baptism site itself is a UNESCO World Heritage protected site and will remain in its pristine condition as it has done for the past 2,000 years.
The development work will kick off with a sustainable village near the historic site. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.